Mark Session got a late start. He was 34 years old when he entered Navy boot camp. Like many vets, he has lingering issues from his time in the service, especially with his back. He's been wrestling with the VA benefits process since he retired in 2017 after 20 years. During the pandemic, the real issue for the San Diego area vet has been getting in to see a doctor.
I initially scheduled in February, and then it was rescheduled to September. And then September to October, and then October they finally got a schedule for November.
Even in normal time, Session says appealing his VA claim is a long and exhausting process.
That's very frustrating because I want this whole situation to be over, to finally not have to be worried about any more exams or having to contact my attorney and stuff like that. It's just want to be done with it and get out of the way.
Beginning in April, the VA shut down all in-person visits. Everything moved online, including doctor's appointments. The backlog of exams ballooned to 1.5 million during the pandemic. A new report by the VA's Inspector General also says thousands of claims were improperly denied. This after VA leadership declared that no vet should have to have their claim denied because it wasn't safe to see a doctor. Session's attorney Casey Walker once worked for the VA. As he puts it, some VA employees just didn't get the memo.
A lot of these employees worked from home for the first time ever, many of them not being too capable with their technology at home. They've always worked at the regional office their entire lives.
The VA made the backlog worse, Walker says, by telling outside mental health providers that they could not evaluate their patients remotely when filling out VA benefits claims. At the same time, the VA was asking its own doctors and contractors to only see patients using telehealth.
Almost in the same month, they said you must do all mental health exams by telehealth means. And I thought, what gives here?
The VA's website shows in-person exams are now available to some degree in almost all of the country to chip away at some of that backlog. Maura Clancy handles veterans benefit appeals for Chisholm, Chisholm & Kilpatrick, a national law firm based in Rhode Island.
I have noticed more examination reports coming in. So I know that they are working on the exams that were pending throughout the pandemic. And so that's a start.
Instead of scheduling new visits, she says the VA could also lean more heavily on using existing medical records, at least for now. The VA told its inspector general that it's looking at cases denied during the pandemic. Vets shouldn't count on their cases being reopened, Clancy says. Instead, vets should assume they'll have to step up on their own and file appeals.
It only helps the case, I think, to be able to point to what VA's guidance was in the beginning of the pandemic, which was that those denials weren't supposed to happen, and hopefully that they will take some corrective action.
The VA has been trying to clear away its backlog of benefits claims for years. A new law went into effect a year before the pandemic, designed to speed up the process. According to advocates who help guide veterans through the claims process, juggling a new system and a pandemic probably created even more cracks in the system. In San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.